o e Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathesa amachukela adula amakhulu oil kawakho ekhemesi silama BP silama sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zeni ngerandi nxa ngelamntwana ole randi ke ngiyetshontsha imi ngiyabuza lowo mbuzo.
Iningi kobulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola leMelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela.
Ngakathi sike sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela kusivo society kwama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lomama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edale lephalamende lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo woza Friday, umsakazo weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kobulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola leMelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola leMelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe ibond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngeke ngazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje nadinto ama bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama US dollar. Mina ama US dollar wona la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphiwe phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa le US dollar langkhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba yeyo ifamasi adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa closed due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Dinogogo vilasakwazi esiyalahlwa sila bantwana asizalanga. Kathesi amachukela adula amakhulu oil kawakho ekhemesi silama BP silama sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zeni ngerandi nxa ngelamntwana ole randi ke ngiyetshontsha imi ngiyabuza lowo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abangeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola leMelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i-situation le e-US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba yebond isiba yona i-1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bechiya uZulu engelami. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele parliament lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla ababekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okunenga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishina Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngenani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC, ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i-50%.
I-proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i-one party passed the post okuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani undermine democracy.
Ukhokheli we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedale lephalamende zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasisilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kusivil society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotelwa omama bazihamba bebe ba-represent izinto zabo ngkhona ngani. Kathesi because omama babehamba ngama-political parties kulo kuthiwa i-whipping system. Omama bafika ngale be-whipper. Nxa kule issue yabomama ofuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni issue yankhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireze. So kathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiyephalamente. So nizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ngaledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi iPR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba iyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyi-extender kumele ibe sijinjiwe ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphongubamba ama-political parties kuphela ngoba kutho ukuthi omama abangeke kuma-political parties abazoze bakwanise ukuthi bangene ku-proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale lephalamende eChiretsi uthi bafuna i-PR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we-proportional representation thina naso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezelwe. Siyabona ukuthi osonke somama siyavumelana amaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi kusingene kuma-constituency. Into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele basebenzisa imali thina vele asila mali. Even nxa singangene kuma-constituency vele asiphumeleli. Mina ngimeleli iChiretsi district. Abantu banivotelayo ngomama.
Osakhulayo uFelistus Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe.
Into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala kithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu
udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo kulumende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale leparlamente liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane yebele eye breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele kusukise lamhla ka 22 umfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlobo abadibana labo imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso ku Studio 7 ngo 7:30 ntambama la ngo 6:30 ekuseni kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 AM 4930 6040 15460 laku 1885 kHz ku shortwave. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Biti nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongowenhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Biti uthi umthelo kaNcube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Ngakhohlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecubungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Yesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafichane. Ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ele World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwelelayos nxalungahlelwanga kuhlelulakho ukudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. Umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngaphi eyokusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. UMoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacubungula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyana belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso yeConsumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa imuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga e-poverty datum line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kaMpandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisishiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sithi nxa umuntu ene-591 sikhuluma nge-minimum yokuthi at least leyi umuntu will make ends meet. Nxa kukhulunywa nge-poverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxury ngikhonokho okunenginengi. Bathiyabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities ukudla sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayasave mbijana yama-inisethi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyasave mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month, lama monthly reviews. But while it's ama-surveys, we share ama-surveys every week. Yes, ama-surveys. Then at the end of the month, we average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, the business card, we told our kids you can lay in the way pays for food. Until the following week, we told the R, it is a VSH. We are going to give you an example. Last week, like a solar situation, in the way we can try to take a ride for almost $7. But that is not as can you say the average of $4. Last week, we told our neighbors who are saying summer cooking oil in 2 liters. Ngama $9 kathesi amashop nxa ekhona uyathola ukuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 siga yethu ngama-service e-one week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what the average monthly trend yama-prices. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikompayila enye siga iyakwansi ukuthi qanti ukudlula lapha yakwazi ukuthi ibe khonapho or iyehle depending ngokuthi i-marketing ifonda njani kuma-demand nama-supply.
Lo ngumnumzana Comfort Muchekeza, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, sixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni yeBaba Fields koBulawayo. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lomdlandla wokudlala ngensonto.
Mulangana abafana bonke bafokasile bayimelele bayilindile nale game leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itimu enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni yeZimbabwe. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala against iHighlanders and ukudlala against iHighlanders kusho ukuthi uyabubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and if you perform against iHighlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini ongenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ile miklomelo elithumi lathobam nemunye. Kusele imidlalo emihlanu ukuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni. Njalo iqembu leBulawayo City kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba se-PSL. UNdlovu uthi yena iKF libekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakhe ukuba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elingeza iPlatinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
Black Day ingabe isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aluva sithe siqeda ukudlala lengezi platinum igame Highlanders yalandela ngeviki eyakadilandela yona liyana but akusabanga njalo sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku break so thina ngokwethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomo yokuthi yokuzabanzima ukuthi kube le team akade zasimisa
kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leZPC Kariba, eleyada, eleCape United kanye leMthare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCasilla Cup Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leCape United eNyamunga. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizancikelana leChapungu eBaobab. Iqembu leNicruit lizadibana leFC Platinum ngaseAscott. Iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu leMthare City Rovers lizadlala leYada ngaseVengere. Iqembu leDynamo lizachana leBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizemukela eleHerentals ngaseKibo. Kuthi eleJapane Mine lizadlala leHarare City ngaseMaclass. Wolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kusigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esikolweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leCape United kuthi eleDynamo lizadlala leTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers abadabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa koBulawayo njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Ma Biggie Wonke ngalesi sikhathi silethulela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe abanye basacathula abanye vele liyabazi nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Take mine, please let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani lonke. Minika malami ngu Sikia. Wago Bulawayo, eZimbabwe. Osebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi Codebreakers. CPS Codebreakers.
Leli qembu libunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo bese sikolweni. Abantwana ngibamangala ubana ke bebancane kangaka baqale njani ezokucula.
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ubuntu zokuhlabela early 2016, like ikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sababathathu ama Codebreakers sibathathu. Saqala into zokuhlabela kwangale officially to record. Recorda a studio of Just Pace Records. Just Pace Records lay ikonapa geeky bobula.
So let's be patient in our ancient life and make an infant.
In an Luhlelo lwakho ke mlalelo othandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama code breakers ke abahlabeleli abasacathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sisazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesincedisa khona kuyangithi how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eZimbabwe elikhulu ele-hip hop okuthiwa ngustana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba ke abacodebreakers bathi ke owabo ke umculo ngokuthi balelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina codebreakers silesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu imusic yethu, like sicommunicate labo ngemusic yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziclean zile message. Sebezama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi imusic ekhona ikwanise ukunjani ukuthi ithole ithinte iinhliziyo zabantu.
Sekhonsake ingoma esimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukuba naba ngazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani bali support.
Thina imusic yethu ikakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud. Buku sikhona njenge CBS Nation 2. Twitter sikhona njalo njenge @codebreakersga3. Ku Instagram Codebreakers Nation. That my daddy didn't even notice. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me?
I gave you love, I gave you trust because you paid me. Out of everybody. Besila ma Codebreakers. Bulolu hlelo. What's up? Oh, the Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela igabana mungeza Jesus Banda. Bye bye. If they wouldn't cross the paddle for you, take a bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love your volley, but they don't value you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my fate and always try to wish for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. That's why I always give him chills. I see the haters gnashing teeth. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting losses since birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on these walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full of
gold. Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liukholisile liuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington. Siya
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.